This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Wednesday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A star-studded cast on the Dana and Parks program. Dan Weinbaum is in studio.
Hello.
And, of course, one of our all-time favorites, Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby.
Hello.
From Channel 9. Hello.
So happy to see you.
Hello, Carmen.
Good to see you guys in person.
Hello, Carmen.
Carmen?
Cartman.
Cartman.
Oh,
sorry.
You guys, I'm giving him. So good to see you, Scott. So good to see you, Dana. And there's Sam Stevie.
What's
up, Sam? And Dan Weinbaum. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right.
Thank you for this stunning day. I know you're not in production, but wow, people gripe at you when the weather is bad, and right. I'm going to just say thank you because what a day.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Woo! It is gorgeous. I have not seen the stack, though, so I don't know what you guys have, but the board members of Jerk Air.
Yeah, we're all here.
Yeah, decided to expand the board.
That is correct.
Oh, we're expanding.
We are expanding to a 5-member board.
Did this go to a vote of the owners?
It did.
I don't remember this vote.
I do remember the vote.
Oh, okay.
Dan, this is your hoodie.
You are now an official board member of Jerk Air.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God, that is awesome.
But you have to open up your uniform and read what your position is.
Yes. Oh my God, thank you guys.
So remind everyone.
Well, maybe I should wait to thank you until I read what my position is.
Remind everyone everyone else's position on Jerk Air.
Okay, wait. Before you open it, I'm the CEO.
Correct.
Of course.
Dana's the COO.
Right.
You are the chief meteorologist.
Right.
And
I am
Sam,
the director of research.
Director of research.
And a flashback, because it's been a while since we started this whole joke. This started during the pandemic when the bad incidents of people acting badly on airplanes skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And we said, let's start our own airline and call it Jerk Air.
And so we have Brian Busby has provided Dan with his official Jerk Air uniform and title.
This is amazing. Thank you all so much.
Are you gonna cry?
I'm moved. I am moved.
Share your title, please.
This is a great looking hoodie. Oh, right. Wow, look at that.
Yep.
All right, so my title for Jerk Air on the board, Dan, director of useless information. There are many that would agree with this position. I have risen or fallen into it.
The director of useless information.
You see, it's a hoodie, so you had to get something that could be worn when it's a little cooler.
Yes.
And Sam gave me some inspiration. So what you and Dana and Scott have, and you, Dan, have a T-shirt because of something you guys mentioned.
No way. Let me see. Gluteal amnesia?
Oh, no way. As heard on Dana and Parks.
with our instruments. There's Scott.
Scott on the drums.
And a butt on the back of the shirt.
Oh, my God. That is
Dana.
Rich.
Yeah. Sam on vocals.
Dan French on horn. French horn.
And I've got percussion. So
that is rich.
That is fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
That is our band. Our band is Gluteal Amnesia.
Let me see the back of our band t-shirt. That is a buttocks. Indeed, that is.
And the Dana and Parks 98.1 KMBZ logo is right on top of the
covers.
The split,
as it were. There you go.
Yes, correct.
Sure.
That is hilarious. So anyway, Dan, we wanted to welcome you as the fifth and final member of the board of directors of Jerk Air. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
I
appreciate it. Are there bylaws? I need to do some research?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a.
Are there reports that one has to give?
There's an occasional vote.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Do we let this jerk traveler onto our planes?
Ah. Yes.
We do not service the normal average person.
No.
We only service people who cause disruptions.
And there's probably not service at all.
Our pilots are drunk.
Yep. Well,
our passengers are jerks.
There are no restrooms.
Unruly.
The bar card is open to the public.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So unlimited.
Well, of course.
Usually. No, it's empty.
Please.
Usually.
So fantastic. No, I thank you all so much. Mm. I am moved. I thank you.
Good.
We do have a passenger in the last couple of days. Uh-oh. That stopped mid-flight in the middle of the aisle to film a reel for social media.
I think that might be a candidate.
I do believe he is the latest candidate. I'd like to put this on the table.
Okay.
To be accepted as a passenger on Jerk Air. He did an entire reel. Everyone's just trying to enjoy their flight.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up, stands up right in the middle of the fuselage, and starts filming. He's one of these influencers or something. I hate
that word.
He starts filming himself, like shooting basically a commercial in the middle of the aisle.
Mm. I will vote aye on that.
We need a second, Dan.
I'll second it.
All right, your first second. Do we have a vote on influencer in the middle of the aisle on said flight?
Yes.
Okay, that's three.
It's unanimous.
I would like to also nominate and I don't remember the airline, but it happened yesterday, the guy who assaulted a flight attendant, hit her, and then swallowed a rosary bead.
Can we do a dual motion here? I'm going to add one more. It was a woman. Again, I don't remember the airline.
Doesn't matter.
But she decided that she would strip down to nothing.
Oh, she's more than welcome.
And just walk down the center aisle it was her own bedroom.
Drugs are bad, kids.
Wow.
And for these two applicants?
Unanimous, I think it is.
Definitely.
Aye. So, welcome aboard, my friend.
This has been a great meeting.
This is so exciting. Wow.
There's not a story we don't love that includes the words unruly passenger.
We're going to have to craft a new song about this
for
gluteal amnesia.
Gluteal amnesia.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
That'll be our opener.
Really?
No pun intended, that'll be our opener.
I can't believe you got a t-shirt for our little band that we'll probably never record.
Probably not.
Gluteal
amnesia. Never say never.
I heard
one of y'all has a garage.
Dana was great on keyboards. And you, obviously, you're a drummer.
I'm okay.
And I heard your C major scale on French horn.
Yes.
And he's got the voice.
Sam will be our vocals.
Exactly.
Sure,
and
let's
do it.
And I
just weaseled my way in to play timbales and tambourine and triangle, as you mentioned, Dana. So, yeah.
I love it.
When are you playing again?
Let's see. In 2 weeks.
Good.
With St. Joe or Kansas City?
St. Joe. Doing the Mozart Requiem in 2 weeks. And then the one down at the Kauffman Center is going to be the Civic Orchestra. That one, I think, is in April. Doing the Saint-Saëns Symphony.
What?
The Saint-Saëns, that's his last name.
Saint-Saëns. Is it written by Marin?
No, that's his name, Camille Saint-Saëns.
When you go to the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, are you going to wear your gluteal amnesia t-shirt?
Underneath the tux, yes.
Good answer.
Is it a rip-off tux so that you can really show the true glory of the t-shirt at the end of the show?
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I'm glad you enjoyed
it. We need to record, put it on some cassettes, and we'll just start, handing them out.
Sell them out of our
trunk. Mm. We'll sell them out of our junk trunk.
Right on. All right. Dan Weinbaum.
So good to
Brian
see you,
Brian Busby, thanks for coming by. It's
my
so
pleasure,
good to
guys.
See you in person. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Story here from ABC News. A 41-year-old mother of three was found alive in her wrecked car in Indiana after being trapped for 6 days, according to authorities. A man was operating equipment for a drainage and excavation company on Tuesday, yesterday, when he spotted a car off the roadway out of view from passing traffic. He called his supervisor, who's an assistant chief at a local volunteer fire department, and the two checked the car and found Brianna Castle inside the car. She was very conscious, they say, very alert, very aware of how severe her injuries were. She said, and I quote, "I didn't think anybody was going to find me. I thought I was going to die in this ditch." Castle was flown to a hospital in Chicago, 75 miles north of Newton County, Indiana. She is in serious condition. She was extremely dehydrated, as you can imagine.
So I have a lot of questions.
She fell asleep at the wheel
Thursday night, last Thursday night, and veered off the road into a deep ditch under a bridge. She suffered serious injuries to her legs and wrist. Her phone was dead under the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. So she had a phone, but she kept hearing cars go by, like, and she was screaming, but obviously people in cars going by are not going to hear her cries for help.
Right.
What I don't understand is her mom says she had a hoodie and she was able to somehow fling the hoodie out an opening or something and get water from the creek.
Dip it in the water of the creek and then suck it out
the water from the hoodie.
Or wring out the hoodie over her mouth, yeah.
But I have all these questions, and I'm not saying this didn't happen because she was gone 6 days and she's injured. But if you can get your arm and the hoodie out close enough to the creek to get why couldn't she get out of the car?
Her legs were broken.
And depending on how severe the wreck was, she could have been crushed in a way that she could not just slip out of the vehicle. We also saw the story up in Liberty where, she wasn't necessarily trapped to the point that she couldn't get out. But when you're in that state in a hanging position, it's not easy to reconfigure your body to be able to slide out of something like that.
Okay. Last question. Her phone was dead under the passenger seat.
Correct.
Was there no known last location is my other question. Because, you know, let's say you're knocked out and you come to and your phone is dead. Wouldn't there be something on your phone that would have pinged somewhere saying, like, this was the last known location?
If you can get the cell phone company to release that information,
or
if you're already on Life 360 and you can go and just look at the last ping on that.
This is why everybody needs to be on Life 360.
I'm on Life 360. Now, before, I was going to say, did nobody report her missing? She was reported missing.
Yes.
And family was concerned.
And as of Tuesday morning, so yesterday morning was day six, she had given up hope of being found. I mean, by then, would you know it was even day six? I don't even know that you would know that. You would just be delirious, dehydrated.
I would probably be counting the days. This is the third day in a row that I've seen the sun come up. I'm dead. I'm not going to make it.
How long could you go in your car? You have a limited water source.
Theoretically, you could go 3 weeks.
Without losing my mind or surviving?
Oh, without losing my mind?
Because without losing my mind, yeah, I'm looking at a few hours before I go crazy up top.
You can go 3 days without water. And what is it, 3 weeks without food?
Yeah. But she has a water source.
The sheriff said that the hero who found her, this Johnny Martinez, only spotted the car because he was driving a very tall tractor. Mm-hmm. Listen to this from the sheriff. "I myself have traveled that road at least 3 to 4 times since she crashed. I did not see her."
And nobody would have.
He said when Martinez found the car, by the way, he knew exactly who it was because locally they were all saying, "Has anyone seen this?"
Everybody was looking for it. Yeah. Well, thank God she's okay.
And some of those ravines are deep. I mean, if you aren't right up on the edge of it and looking down, as you stated, he was in a tall tractor. That's how he was able to see it. You don't know to go look over down the ravine.
I just feel like they're going to make a movie out of this. I mean, this is going to be a Lifetime movie of the week. It is. How do you fish creek water with a hoodie? But she did. I mean, that the sheriff is saying that is single-handedly what saved her.
It would be like Castaway. She would be the only actor.
127 hours?
No, because there would, like 127 hours. There would be people on the other end going, "Where is she?" And all these people driving right by her.
By the way, an update on the new Major League Baseball hats from New Era.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something.
Astros is what that says, right?
Yeah. Astros. The Texas Rangers hat has been immediately pulled off the market.
Really? I wonder why. Immediately. You know, the news story I saw about that even blurred the word out.
Yeah, I saw it too. No, they had a picture of the hat, and they blurred out the T in the middle. That hat has been immediately pulled off the market.
If one could find it.
At which I'm disappointed because I was actually going to buy that for you.
Where would one find it? If one could.
Amazon.
Okay.
Somebody's bought it.
I would not want it, but, you know.
If I got it for your birthday next
year? No, I'm not. I don't need it. I do not need another hat. That's very sweet in a weird way for you to think because it is very funny. But no, I don't. No, I'm good.
Did you throw away the red hat that I bought you years ago?
Did you throw away the Johnny Cash hat I got you?
Whoa, there is one for sale on eBay.
How much?
$1,000.
Oh, give me a break.
$1,000?
Sold.
Really?
For $1,000. Wow.
Okay. They're going up to get the two astronauts.
Again?
Mm-hmm. A new astronaut crew's arrival at the International Space Station will kick off the process of bringing Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore back to Earth. Four astronauts are gearing up to launch to the ISS today. Their arrival will, at long last, kick off the process of bringing Suni Williams and Butch back to Earth.
Speaking about survival.
By the way, the ISS can only hold two more people. They have two openings, if you will. But four are going up, and it takes 2 days for the other astronauts to pack. They were saying that some of them, two of them, are going to have to sleep standing up in sleeping bags against the wall in the commons area of the ISS.
Well, with no gravity, I mean, there's no perception of the fact that you're upright.
True.
Wouldn't you want to talk about losing your mind? How? Yeah. You know, those astronauts were trained to go up there. How long were they originally supposed to be up there?
7 days.
7 days, right. Okay.
Turned into 10 months.
Guess what? 10 months? Mm-hmm. You know, at least when, was it Mark Kelly's brother went up and did that? He knew what he was getting into.
Scott Kelly, yeah.
Scott Kelly knew, I'm going to go for a year. You know, this is an experiment. We're going to come back and see, did I shrink, which he did. You think you're going for 7 days, and now you haven't seen your family for a year?
One guy, they had an astronaut on.
Sue? I'd be suing. I'd be calling Mike, I've got this, and be like, you're not going to believe what happened to me.
Something tells me that they...
that I've been stuck in space for a year and somebody's going to cut me a check.
I don't think they're going to need to sue with the books that they're going to write, the media tours that they're going to do. I don't think they're going to be worrying about where their next meal's coming from.
Something tells me they signed a very lengthy document saying... if something bad happens, you nor your family is allowed to sue Boeing. By the way, the reason that they were up there so long, we had asked about this many, many times as this came up in the past on the program, was they were supposed to be sending two other astronauts up to do work. And since they were already stuck there, the two other astronauts that were supposed to go up sometime last fall, they said, you know, don't worry about it. We've already got two people stranded up there. They'll go ahead and carry out your work.
Can I ask the dumbest question? Why doesn't the female astronaut tie her hair back? Is it like a fashion statement with her hair going like 3 feet up to the top of the ceiling?
Einstein style.
We used to call that the dew to the moon back in the 80s. But is it necessary? Why not tie it back?
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay.
She's an astronaut. I don't know that. Yeah.
Liftoff, by the way, is scheduled for 6:48 our time tonight from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Mm-hmm. I hope for their mental and physical well-being, we are able to bring them home. Because the only thing worse than being stranded up there for 10 months that you were not planning on is to be told again and again and again, we're coming, this is almost over, just hang in there, and then, you know, dangling that carrot and ripping it out from under them.
At some point, you know, if we cannot get them home, and this would be embarrassing internationally, the United States would have to rely on Russia to get them home. Now, that would be humiliating. It would be embarrassing. But
We have the power.
We basically ended the shuttle system. There's no way to go up except relying on private companies.
Yeah, we have the ability to do it with private companies. And a number of rockets went up that had extra seats. They could have come back by now.
Then why not?
As I just mentioned a minute ago, it was because there was another set of astronauts that was supposed to go up there. And they decided, you know what? We don't need you guys to go up there. The two that are already stuck there can go ahead and just hang out and do your work for you. Because they're constantly running different research experiments, things like that.
All right, 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
So Brian just informed us that he will be doing the weather at 5 o'clock this evening.
Correct.
A tease right after the top, and then the full forecast shortly after 5:15.
Correct.
We haven't given you a buzzword, a Busby's buzzword, in quite some time.
And you know what's funny is the fact that more people come up to me and say, we love it, and they can actually quote
the buzzwords?
One. Yes. I was surprised. I forget where I was. I think at a hardware store, a big one, you know.
Huh.
And he came up to me and says, those are funny.
Those are funny.
He said, what are funny?
Exactly. I was like, what are you talking about? But they can actually remember which ones.
I don't think anything will ever be as funny as Nary, which Jennifer Naramore said in her weather report.
That was the original one,
the
right?
Original Busby's buzzword, because we came back from that weathercast, and I looked at it, I go, did she just drop a nary a cloud in the sky? Like, I have not a nary a cloud in the sky.
Nary a buzzword will ever be better than nary?
I don't think
probably
so,
not.
Sam. I think nary is the first and the true and the original.
Yeah. So we're going to pass on Kennebecker.
What?
Never. Which is a knapsack.
No.
Tonight's word, Brian, if you're willing to accept the challenge.
I'm sitting down.
Is lollygag.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
To spend time aimlessly.
I'm so good at it.
Like between four and no.
Dana's life story.
Ah, there we go.
Lollygag.
Now, can I use it as a verb, like lollygagging?
Yes, you can use it in any form.
Okay.
Of your choosing.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
There will be nary a restriction placed on your use of that word.
You could say, I bumped into my old friend Lolly. Gag earlier today, and she was really thrilled with today's forecast.
Yeah. Dilly dilly. I'm still beating myself up over that.
What did you say that night?
I was trying to go for an Australian hurricane, which is called a willy willy. Yeah. So I set it up, but I didn't close the deal by saying dilly dilly right after.
Ah,
yes.
All right.
So, willy willy is an Australian hurricane.
Yep.
Huh. Really? I didn't know that.
Cyclones in the Indian Ocean, typhoons in the Pacific, hurricanes in the Atlantic.
I have a serious question for you because we had Helen Hunt on the program yesterday, of course, of Mad About You fame and, my gosh, Castaway and Twister.
I heard some of it.
She was lovely. Uh-huh. How did that movie change, like, maybe not what you do or how you do it because you've been doing it so well for so long, but people's perception of the weather, specifically outside of Tornado Alley. Like, what did that movie do?
It definitely jazzed a lot of millennials and Gen X and younger to want to be storm chasers.
Yeah.
Or even some who actually want to go into the science of meteorology.
But for storm chasing, for better or for worse.
Agreed, because some people think they can do it just with their app. And Tim Samaras, who was on that show, Storm Chaser, was one of the guys. His team was trapped by some amateurs, and he was rolled several times. And all three of them perished.
And they all died.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You remember that, Scott? Maybe 4 years ago?
Something? Oh, longer than that.
Longer.
Yeah.
But you're right. Amateurs were in the wrong place at the wrong time, choked off their access to get out, and they died.
And it backbuilt. And they were hoping that they could get away, but all of their routes.
Should there be a registry of storm chasers?
That's actually what's coming up. It's in Oklahoma right now. I'm not sure where it sits in the legislation, but there is some sort of bill being proposed that people who know what they're doing should be, and you should be able to go through some sort of licensing or some sort of registry. I don't know what. I haven't kept tabs on it, but
we've talked about this, Brian. I'm not a fan of the tornado chasing tourism.
Oh, no.
There are companies that will pay, oh my gosh, you've got to pay a premium to get into these souped up SUVs. Mm-hmm. And they don't promise you'll see a tornado, but, you know, we're going to try. And I always think, who are these people? Do they have any idea what they're doing? You know, that waiver must be long when you are signing up to go on one of those things. I just don't. There has to be some regulation.
I would think so. Some know what they're doing. Some don't. And they can't guarantee you're going to see a tornado. You should say, well, I can't guarantee this check's not going to bounce.
Right. Nice. Nice.
Very well. All right. You have your word. You have your marching orders.
Lollygag.
Lollygag. So lollygag. I'm going to meander over to the door and not lollygag as I leave.
And don't get into a kerfuffle on your way out.
I'll try not to.
Oh, by the way, real quick, what's the weather looking like on Friday?
You know, there are two models that still think we're going to get some thunderstorms over the metro. Most are saying it's going to be just east, like 65 Highway, so Marshall, Sedalia, farther east before the storm really gets its act together. So there's a chance, but if anything, I'm going to talk more about the wind. I mean, it's so dry out there. The humidities are so low, and it's going to take longer for the atmosphere to juice up. And so the fire danger would be more my concern there with gusts up to 40, 50 miles an hour like they've been.
Yep.
And the rain, even if we get some, won't be enough to make it nice and moist. I know you hate that word.
It's all right.
Sorry.
You say it once.
Sorry. Not going to give us enough moisture to come out of the cloud to do any good to the topsoil.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
We'll see you tonight at 5:15.
You got it.
And we will be playing you live at 5:15. Lollygag. Story here from the New York Post. Not even remotely shocked. Kiss's Gene Simmons is offering a once-in-a-lifetime experience for fans to be his personal assistant for a day.
Oh, good Lord.
You get to be his roadie. You get to set up his stuff.
Why would you pay to allow someone to order you around?
Gene Simmons is a man who will do anything for a dollar. Anything for a dollar.
But if you think about it, I bet you there are tons of people out there who would pay 12 grand for that opportunity, and there's only one per show. By the way, didn't they have a farewell tour like 25 years ago?
Yeah, I went to that one. Yeah. I also went to the one 3 years ago. Yeah. The total to be his personal assistant, to work for him, the arrogance of this narcissist is $12,495.
That's a very oddly specific number, too.
Gene Simmons is the most narcissistic human being I've ever spoken with or known about in modern history. You get to meet with Gene and the Gene Simmons Band members early in the day, either at the hotel or some other designated location, to go over the band's show day schedule. Selected winners of the experience will be part of the team crew for the entire day and be gifted a crew member shirt, a hat, and a VIP badge. Simmons, who is now 75, will also join the paying participant for a meal, either at the hotel or backstage of the show.
Yeah. A meal. Okay, backstage at the show, that means he's going to walk by you, probably not even address you. Put his hand in the bag of potato chips, eat one, and walk away.
Then you also get to help the band set up for the concert.
Oh, yeah, please, can I work?
Participants get to hang out backstage, sit in on the sound check, and even get to join Simmons on stage during the show for their selected city. Finally, winners will be gifted a signed set list. Wow.
That's pretty cool.
As well as a signed bass that Simmons used during his many Kiss rehearsals.
I'm going to go back to a note there that you mentioned a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the Gene Simmons Band, not even Kiss.
That is correct. Kiss no longer exists.
Yep, never mind. I'm out.
It is him and three other guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, look, it is his right to be an entrepreneur and continue to charge for whatever he can for as long as he can. And it is your right to part with your $13,000 if that's your thing. Is it first come, first serve? What if multiple people in one city dying to be his PA?
Only one person per city.
Okay.
It's a lottery. So you have to enter the contest with the ability to pay $13,000.
Okay.
Your name gets picked out of the lottery. Good for you. You get to pay $13,000 for a t-shirt, a hat,
okay,
and some tapioca pudding at 4:30.
I mean, Gene Simmons is not hard up for money. He doesn't need to do this. And you certainly don't. You're going to pay to be somebody's personal legal slave for a day?
The first time someone ordered me to go like pick up a drum or move some, I mean,
or an amp,
I'd be like, I'm paying to be here.
I'm going to sit here on the side of the stage and watch you do it.
I'm not going to do anything.
And you're right about the meal. There is no way we're sitting down at the hotel having a four-course meal. This is, he might grab one piece of fried chicken out of the bucket and say, I'll see you in a few minutes, I got to run. He'll come up with an excuse to get away from you, not spend any time with you. You know I love Kiss, one of my favorite bands on the planet. This reeks, just reeks. And it makes me like him less.
Class A narcissism.
Yep. 913-586-7798. He is Sam Stevie. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. The Busby buzzword of the day is lollygag. We will go to them live at about 5:15, 5:16, and see if Brian can meet the challenge.
And if you have young children, I mean, it's a little bit of an English lesson once a month or so when we do this. I would urge you to challenge your children to use that word appropriately in a sentence at dinner tonight.
It means to spend time aimlessly.
Or use it against your children when they're not doing their chores because they're lollygagging.
Bingo.
The Big 12 tournament is underway. When does KU play today? Do we know?
I believe
terrible that
6:30?
I haven't been following that. I'm sorry, but I have
Big
not.
Big 12 tournament schedule.
Can I also say, you brought this up yesterday, Scott, that for some reason Facebook today when I opened it popped
8:30.
Up my memory bank, you know, your Facebook memories,
mm-hmm.
And all of the memories this week, I don't like them. It's all the world shutting down because one of the last things I did with Jack was to go see a KU basketball game. We're under the beware of the fog sign and we're pointing up at it smiling. And it was at some point right after that, everything shut down. But all of my memories are those like, hot stove. I don't want to look at that. I don't want to think about it.
Sam, so it was 5 years ago yesterday that the world shut down. Sam, will you look up, there was a Big 12 tournament game being played, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
That they shut down.
Was it K-State? It was K-State was getting ready to take the floor. I'm 100% certain.
So K-State plays today at 6 o'clock. Currently, it's Colorado and West Virginia. Nobody cares about that one, so I'll just tell you that West Virginia is leading. And then KU takes on Central Florida at 8:30 tonight.
The announcement came at 11:40 a.m. that day. That
correct.
Was March 12th, 2025. K-State did play.
They did play.
They played against TCU. It must have stopped in the middle because the final score listed here is 53-49.
Yes.
So that was either the worst college basketball game ever played or that they cut it short.
The NTSB uncovered more than 15,000 near-miss events between helicopters and jets at Reagan National Airport in just 3 years. 15,000. That is 5,000 a year. Let me do the math on that. These are near misses at Reagan National Airport between helicopters at the nearby Army base And, of course, planes flying into Reagan National, $5,000 a year divided by 365, that is 13 and a half a day.
Yep. So then the question becomes,
that you have to shut down the Army base.
If the pilots were screaming about this, there has to be some collection database when there is a near miss. Who was in charge of looking at that data, I don't know, after the first 3 months and saying, we have a problem here. This is Russian roulette. Mm-hmm. At some point, it's not going to be a near miss. It's going to be a collision. Why was it allowed to go on that long with that many misses?
I can confirm that every time there is a true near miss, which is when two aircrafts get within 500 feet of one another, that is logged. That is a bad mark on both pilots. It goes into review, and you have to be able to answer for why you were in the same airspace as another aircraft.
Why would it be a bad mark on the airplane pilot if it's the helicopter ding-a-lings getting in the way?
It is the responsibility of both pilots to be aware and understanding of the other aviation vehicles in their airspace and to stay away from them.
I wonder if this is why the pilots were making such a stink about it.
Sure.
Because it somehow, if there's a near miss, it impacts their record.
So a nautical mile is a little bit more than 6,000 square feet. I only mention that because it comes up here in the next paragraph. In addition to the more than 15,000 near-miss instances in which helicopters and jets at the airport came within one nautical mile, so that's 6,000 feet, and 400 vertical feet of one another, there were another 85 closer calls when helicopters and planes came within 200 vertical feet of one another. Quoting here from someone with the NTSB chairwoman, Jennifer Homendy, we remain concerned about the significant potential for future mid-air collisions at Reagan National.
But I do agree with you, Dana. It should not be a mark on the pilot. They're just landing the way that they're supposed to be landing.
By the pilot, you mean the airline,
pilot of the plane.
Yes.
Airline.
Correct.
They need to shut down that Army base.
Well, if they don't, they need to say from this point forward forever.
We don't fly in flight paths.
You're not, I would even say you're not flying around anywhere near here, Scott.
Well, and why don't they just have them fly over the middle of the runway? Does that make sense?
No.
As a helicopter, you don't have to fly down the Potomac. The Potomac happens to be right in the landing area. Right, it dead shot in the middle of where these planes are entering their final approach. So it's a situation where these planes are in a sticky spot if a helicopter decides to fly in their way. So if you have them fly over the middle of the runway, the plane's already going to be on the ground.
What?
Have them fly over the middle of the runway.
How about
Runways are very long.
How about they don't come anywhere near the runway?
Their argument would be that we have to fly dignitaries.
Well, how about this idea that the Army base is right outside of Reagan National. Your sweet little dignitary flies in. We get him in a limousine.
Yes.
Drive him over to the Army base.
Yes.
Get him onto his or her helicopter, and we only fly north.
Good luck telling the dignitaries that.
Well, good luck telling the 67 families that you now have to explain why they're not coming home.
I agree.
I don't care who you are.
It's infuriating.
We'll get you in a limousine.
But I do think we're focusing a little bit on the wrong thing. I want to know who knew what those numbers looked like. We're only now, as the public, hearing how bad these numbers are.
13 a day.
Yeah, 13 a day. You mean to tell me by like day four, in a normal airport situation, someone wouldn't be sounding an alarm? We have a problem here. And how long was this allowed to go on?
Well, clearly for 3 years.
My God.
That's where the data comes from, is the last 3 years, 2021 to 2024. 913-586-7798. We have the news coming up with the new director of useless information for Jerk Air, Dan Weinbaum. He'll be providing that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.